The number of people executed in the United States in 2025 almost doubled from the previous year. I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. In 2024, four states accounted for most of the executions: Alabama with six, Texas five, Missouri and Oklahoma four each. There were far more executions in 2025 because Florida, which had executed one person in 2024, executed 19 last year, or 40% of the nationwide total. That happened because Governor DeSantis signed a lot of death warrants. And for death row inmates, claims of innocence and horrifying injustice no longer can pry open the courthouse doors. And the Supreme Court last year denied every request for a stay of execution. Everyone. Nationwide, new death sentences continue to decline. And the majority of states have abolished or have a moratorium on capital punishment. And polling shows support for the death penalty at a 50-year low. Although to counter this, death penalty states have increased secrecy by, for example, barring journalists from witnessing executions. Although China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, and Yemen still execute people, 150 countries, in law or in practice, have abolished the death penalty. In the Americas, only one country has it: the United States, which still has 2,000 people on death row. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.